Paul, first off, good victory last time out over the Rhinos. What did you make of the performance?
Yeah, I thought we were pretty good. I thought we showed a lot of patience. And there'd probably been a time there this year where we would have gone and lost that game by the scoreline that we won it by. So real pleased that we stuck to what we did and stayed with Leeds and managed to stay patient and get over the line towards the end.
Did the team come through unscathed?
Yeah, we've come through injury-free, so we were fairly lucky there.
Spot on any team news for the game on Friday?
Gene Ormsby's gone back to Warrington, so hopefully we can bring him back, but so he won't be available, which we knew he was never available for this week anyway.
I was going to say, is it something that you're going to look at trying to get him back into the club?
Yes, something we can look at, yeah, absolutely.
So obviously you're playing Leeds for the second time in a week. Is it difficult playing the same team twice in a row? Do you approach it any differently?
No, not at all. We've got to make sure that we approach it and not fall in love with ourselves because we won a game last week, which is a phrase I've been using all week, and something we've talked about is that we've got to remember that got us the win last week, which is pure hard work and effort, and that's the things that's going to get us there. We can't just think that because we've won one game that's it, we've just got to turn up this week and beat Leeds. That's irrelevant, that's never ever going to happen. Knowing Macca as I do and knowing Leeds as a club and the history that they've got, they're going to come and give everything they've got. They're not in a good position. Just because we've won a game doesn't make our situation any different. We're still not in the top. We're not in the top four. We're in the bottom four or the bottom two, whichever way you want to look at it. So, but we're starting to show some good signs in regards to the things that we want to achieve. We're starting to show some good patience as well.
Is it a challenge to try and get your team to focus mentally on the game rather than thinking that it's a performance? For example, like obviously you won at the weekend. Is it difficult to keep them level-headed and just take it as another game rather than think it's easy?
Like I said there, the phrase is that we can't fall in love with ourselves because we won a game. And even if you get a good performance and don't win, you still can't fall in love with yourself. You've got to make sure. The position that we're in, the position that Leeds in, it's all about W, it's about winning, and you have to remember the reasons why you play the game and use that as a focus for all the desires that you need to go through your mind to get yourself ready to play a very, very hard and physical game. And that's something that we'll be talking about this week in regards to, like I say, we're not going to fall in love with ourselves just because we won that game last week. What we have to do is fall in love with some of the things we did, but then make a decision to make that better.
Are you expecting anything different from Leeds, or do you think they'll just stick to the same game plan?
They play how they play. They'll have some one or two tweaks in there, and I'm pretty confident they'll have one or two players back as well. So Macca, I'm pretty confident he'll be able to make some changes to his team. What they are, I'm not so sure. And that's his business. What we have to do, make sure is that we prepare to the best of our ability and make things as hard as we possibly can, because ultimately we're at home. And it's a Challenge Cup, so we're playing the holders. So last week we played the Super League champions, this week we're playing the Challenge Cup holders, so our focus should not change at all. We should be even more determined to improve on what we did last week.
Even though, I mean, you mentioned there that it's two separate competitions, do you approach it in any different way, or is it just you go for the game and you go for the win?
It's all about play. But there's a word, obviously, with Leeds Rhinos at the moment, which is synonymous with their history, and that's winning. And it's obviously something that we're not quite doing regularly enough at the moment, but it's same for us. But we've got to make sure that we make them wait another week for a win.
I mean, this time last year, it's almost a year to the day since Leeds beat you in the Challenge Cup. Obviously, both teams are in completely different positions to last year. Are there some of the lads there looking to avenge that on Friday?
I think that's not one thing we've talked about at all. It's just got to focus on it now. If you look at both teams, we're probably the form team out of them. We've won two out of our last three, so that's all we're looking to do. We've got to keep working hard for each other. We're doing all the small things within the game, and a real good work effort. We can do that, and we know we're capable of winning every day.
You mentioned there that your form's a little bit better than Leeds. His performances have got better recently.
I think we've definitely seen a difference in the last month. We're getting some continuity of selections, a little bit more. We're definitely working hard around the place, so prior to Warrington, I think I could feel a definite discerning difference in around the place. We've cracked on and doing what we're doing, and we're getting back to some things that are more Giants like.
Can you feel confidence coming back into the side as well?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, but we can't let that confidence become cocky and be careless with it. We've got to make sure, like I said, there's a phrase I keep using, we shouldn't not fall in love with ourselves because we're winning one game. When you look at that, we've lost plenty more games, so let's fall in love with the good things that we did, but have a real clear commitment to it to make them better.
Cheers, Paul. Good luck.
Thank you.